97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Marcella Stewart, Independent Senior Sales Director for Mary Kay. Marcella, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Sharon, for having me.
Pleasure. Mary Kay. Marcella, what is Mary Kay?
Mary Kay is the number one selling brand of facial skincare and color cosmetics for the last 18 consecutive years. We've been in business for about 51 years. Mary Kay Ash started the company in 1963 to enrich women's lives through high quality product and an unparalleled business opportunity. So there's a marketing perspective for the skincare and color cosmetics as well as the business opportunity. And we offer over 400 different products in our product line for basically all ages, including both men and women. And 80% of our business really is focused on the skincare aspect.
On the skincare aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what sets Mary Kay apart from other cosmetics, Marcella?
I believe the number one thing that sets Mary Kay apart is that within the skincare and color cosmetic industry, many of the products are manufactured in the same place, clearinghouse, if you would have it. So, for instance, there might be four different brand labels, but they're manufactured in the same place. They just put the different brand labels on them. Mary Kay is one of 2% of the cosmetic industry that manufactures its own product in a state-of-the-art FDA-approved plant. We conduct over 300 tests per year to ensure the efficacy of the product. We do no animal testing. It's a word of mouth, but also what I believe truly sets us apart is the customer service and the world-class organization that is behind Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Let me repeat what I think I heard you just say. Did you say that a lot of cosmetics, without naming any names, are manufactured in the same place, but they go out under different product names?
Correct.
All exact, and I imagine that being the case, some cost more than others, but they're all exactly the same?
Exactly. Some of those products, you can find them in your drugstore or your local store, and others are in the department store, and they're manufactured side by side or in the same plant.
Got it. Who are some of your competitors, without naming specific names, but generically, who are your competitors?
Mary Kay actually is in the category, our competitors really the department store brands and the high-end brands you see advertised on television. So that's who we compete against. And because we have no, really, we operate from inside our home, it's a home-based business, so we don't have a storefront, we don't have those expenses. The cost is more cost-effective, but the quality level is comparable to those in the department store. That's really who we compete against, as well as the high-end items that you might see advertised on TV or different shows, QVC, and those kind of things.
Some of those infomercials we see late at night.
Exactly.
I got it. You mentioned, Marcella, that you work from your home. So if that's the case, how do you market your product?
I market my product by, I do some networking and I meet different people, but also the people that I know. And I have been building my business since 2003. And when I first started, actually, Mary Kay was not on my radar, to be perfectly honest. When I started, it was actually really to support my oldest stepdaughter, Kimberlyn, who has been in Mary Kay now for about 14 years. She's a nurse. She does her business on a part-time basis. But when I was in graduate school, I was in the executive MBA program at Wake Forest University, and our team presented on the Mary Kay business model. And the teacher said, well, someday one of you in here is going to be doing this business and not me. So the last laugh is on me if you have it.
Right.
But I worked in corporate for 18 years. And had gotten a big promotion after going back to school, getting my MBA. And one year after being in that new job role, met in charge of about $20 million annual volume and 300 employees.
Wow.
I lost my job.
Whoa. I
welcome
relate.
To corporate America. And so after getting a big cash bonus, and so I joined Mary Kay just to give me something, you know, to help my oldest stepdaughter, but also to give me something to do. But in the process, my father, who was sick for 16 years, I was his primary caregiver for the last nine, was having complications. And I found that with the Mary Kay and the flexibility, I was able to get him to his appointments and treatments, and also work my business just about 5 to 10 hours per week around his schedule. And it gave me something to do during that period of time, and also while I was looking for employment as well. But what I learned in the process, that with just about 10 hours a week in my business, I earned the use of my first career card as a consultant and became a sales director within a year of starting my business.
Wow.
And now I've earned 6 career cards, fast forward to now, and the flexibility. And so
congratulations.
Yes.
That's amazing. You said career cars. How does that work?
Well, based on your productivity, you choose when you decide when you promote yourself in Mary Kay. You can work. Mary Kay is different from other direct selling companies, actually, in 4 different ways. Number one, we have no territories. We can have customers or team members in any of the United States territories.
Uh-huh.
It's dual market, and a lot of time people will say, oh, that's that multi-level thing. No, we're dual marketing, and what that means is there's only one wholesale buy from the consultant purchases directly from Mary Kay, and one retail sale to the final consumer. There's no middlemen in between.
Oh.
So there's no middlemen in between. And
what just sounds like it's the manufacturer of the product.
Yes.
You get the product for your client. You give it to your client.
Exactly.
Now, Marcella, who is your ideal client?
Well, you know, I usually tell people somebody with skin, but my ideal client actually is that professional woman who goes to work and needs to look her best every day and does not have a lot of time. And so because we bring the product to them, or, you know, they can come to an event. Also, the other person is that busy mom that has a lot going on. And, you know, we've got product for all age groups, but usually the people that is going to have the income to purchase, you know, is usually that 25-year-old plus. And there are some exceptions. Some of your 18-year-olds may have their own money, and but that's my target market is really age group of 25 and up, 25 to 65.
Okay.
Professional women, or any, you know, someone who washes their face, takes a bath, I usually say.
That's a lot. Right. Okay. That works.
But it's really easy. When you think of Mary Kay, if you think of skin, think of skincare, think of women who take care of themselves, think of women who would normally go to the mall to buy something to, you know, take a bath in, you know, wash your face in, or lipstick, or any of those. And we also have men's product as well. Many of my customers purchase for their husbands, their sons, and gift giving is always big with Mary Kay as well.
Got it. Marcella, why don't you give us, if somebody want to contact you, how would they get in touch with you?
Go to marykay.com, www.marykay.com, and you can put in, my name is Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A. Last name is Stewart, spelled S-T-E-W-A-R-T. And I live in Orange County, Cedar Grove. So you can pull me up on the Mary Kay website.
Thank you. Let's take a break, Marcella. And when we come back, let's hear some more about the business of Mary Kay.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business. My guest today is Marcella Stewart, Independent Senior Sales Director. This is 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. Stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Marcella Stewart, Independent Senior Sales Director for Mary Kay. Marcella, what is the shelf life of Mary Kay products?
Sharon, the shelf life of Mary Kay product actually is up to about 3 years, but it depends on the individual product. Some products fall under the category of pharmaceuticals. For instance, our Clearproof acne line contains benzoyl peroxide and salicylic acid, and so those are considered pharmaceuticals. So therefore, the shelf life on that would be a little shorter. Mm-hmm. Our day solution or anything with an SPF factor in it has a specific shelf life to it. Just general skincare typically has about a 3-year shelf life. And cheek color, things with, we have products with mineral products in it. Most of our products have natural ingredients in it. But mineral eyeshadows, cheek colors, and those things typically have about a 5-year short shelf life. So depending on the particular item. Now, just a quick tip, if you open a mascara, you shouldn't, within 6 months, it should be gone. Usually, most women go through mascara in about a month, but if you've got one that's more than 6 months old, toss it.
That's good to know. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
That's for all mascaras, but
yes.
For Mary Kay, mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, tell us this. I'm sure the audience wants to know, how do you make your money?
Well, thank you so much for asking that question. As a consultant, we, as an independent agent for Mary Kay, there are 3 ways that we make our money. Actually, the first one is actually marketing the product, selling the product. And we sell that at a party, which could be in a home, but the product marketing itself, or you can order it off my off our website. So we make 50% of everything we sell. We buy for $1 and we sell for $2. So the product marketing is the first way. And because it's a consumable product, you know, people run out of it and they need to order more. The second way is sharing the opportunity. Mary Kay Ash herself wanted us to share the information with others in case they might want to have some fun with it or some extra income or some tax deductions from having a home-based business. So when we don't advertise for consultants, so when we have a team member, Mary Kay Company pays us a 4% commission. So that person continues to make 50% on the sale of their product, but now the company rewards us with anywhere from, with, you know, 4 to 13% commission schedule.
Okay.
The third way we make our money is leadership. And that's what I do as an independent senior sales director. I mentor and coach other women into leadership position. And as such, the company also pays us a commission and bonuses as well that are unlimited. It's just based on your activity level of how we're paid, all the way up to the national sales director level where it has a retirement package. And to my knowledge, Mary Kay Cosmetic is the only direct sales company that offers a retirement package to its very top of the top.
Understand. Did I hear you say that you have to buy the products yourself?
Yes. Mary Kay is an independent business, much like I own a handbag store, much like I own a yogurt shop. I have to buy the yogurt. When people come in, they buy the yogurt. So it is an so I purchase the product from the company and sell it to my customers. There's only one sale from the company and one directly to the one wholesale from the company and one retail to the customer. And so I keep product on hand. It is not mandatory by Mary Kay. It is an option and a decision that each consultant gets to make. But I chose to do that because I have a retail background. I've worked for Saks Fifth Avenue. I've worked for Dillard's and as well, in addition to working 18 years in healthcare outsourcing. But with having product on hand, I have give better customer service. But I love the fact that the company actually really supports us. So if a customer buys the product and, you know, they want to trade it out, they didn't like that color, they want to make a change, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So the customer can bring that back to me, they can select something else of equal value, or if it just didn't work for them at all, then, you know, in the very rare case, I've done maybe 2 or 3 of those where I just give them their money back. But I am still backed by Mary Kay because they will replace that product of equal value to my shelf that I am not out of any money.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
I can imagine. What challenges do you face as a Mary Kay director, Marcella?
Well, the only challenge that I really face as a Mary Kay sales director is sometimes people lump us into multi-level, and we are direct. We're a dual marketing company. We're not multi-level. If you became a Mary Kay consultant today, you have the same opportunity as someone who've been in 50 years to purchase your product directly from the company at the same price. Not varying prices. And so people get that a little confused sometimes. And also, any commissions paid to the direct sales force is paid directly by Mary Kay. It does not reduce anybody else within the company's commission base to do that as right. well. And also, Mary Kay, you know, as consultants, they back us as well in that, you know, if we decide we didn't want to be a Mary Kay consultant anymore, you know, they honor a 90% buyback guarantee for the items that are within, you know, that 12-month mark. So you can get more specifics from us if that's something that's of interest to you.
Got it. Now give us your contact information one more time, please.
My contact information, you can go to the Mary Kay website, which is www.marykay.com. My name is Marcella Stewart, Marcella. And my last name is spelled Stewart, is Stewart, because there are more than one ways of spelling Stewart. And so if you go on there, and I live in Cedar Grove, so I'm right here in Orange County. And so you can look me up on the Mary Kay website and send me an email or contact me from there.
That's great to know. Thank you, Marcella. In the 30 seconds we have left, tell us about the company behind the product.
Mary Kay is a world-class company. Mary Kay Ash started the company in 1963, so it's over 50 years. They're now in over 36 different countries. But one of the things is that it's a rock-solid company. It's privately held, has been privately held since 2001. The company is, you know, they are awesome. They support the sales force, and they were, you know, on the Fortune 500 when they were publicly traded, but they're no longer publicly traded when it was brought internally in 2001. And Mary Kay's grandson is actually, you know, he's in one of the leadership roles, so it is family held, privately held. I already said about that.
Yeah, but that's okay. Let's take a break, because when we come back, I want to hear some more about the solid situation with Mary Kay as a company. Okay? You're listening to Today's Business, where my guest today is Marcella Stewart, Independent Senior Sales Director for Mary Kay. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. My guest today is Marcella Stewart, Independent Senior Sales Director for Mary Kay Cosmetics. Marcella, when we left off, you were telling us about just the company behind the products. Why don't you continue telling us about it?
Oh, thank you, Sharon. I would be delighted to. Mary Kay Cosmetics started in 1963 by Mary Kay Ash, and the priorities, based on the priorities of God first, family second, and career third, she said, whatever your faith, put that first, then your family, and then your career. And in that order, everything worked. It's a lot rock solid company, and I am so privileged to be a part of it. The company has been debt-free since 2001, and also the Mary Kay Ash Charitable Foundation provides funding for eradication of cancers that impact women and ending domestic violence. Most recently, Don't Look Away, which is bringing awareness to domestic violence, and also making teens, and, you know, Love is Respect was also a campaign that Mary Kay started with some of the country music stars also, to make sure that young girls knew how to recognize abuse during dating relationships and those kind of things. So the company really is focused on the community on a whole, and also our initiative on Pink Doing Green, where for every returned cap that we get, Mary Kay plants a tree in honor of Arbor Day. So a lot of those things goes back to taking care of the community, and it's a rock solid company. And the other thing, when I first learned of Mary Kay when I was in graduate school at Wake Forest through the executive MBA program, our team actually was assigned a case study and with the direct sales industry, and Mary Kay was one of those companies that we actually researched using LexisNexis. And that's been like way back in the day.
Yes.
And today, with the internet and all of the things, Mary Kay has remained cutting edge. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook. Our website won the Webby Award as one of the best websites.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh. So, and also we are sponsoring, Mary Kay is sponsoring the Academy of Country Music Awards, which will happen in April. We are the official beauty sponsor of that.
All right. That's quite a record. Okay. What do you see as the future for Mary Kay?
Well, the future of Mary Kay is very bright, and I really love my Mary Kay business because of the women that I come in contact with. For instance, you, Sharon,
yes,
is because, you know, I was out marketing my Mary Kay and met you years ago, and I've had many friends. And to me, that is just totally priceless. My life is so much richer for the people that I've come in contact with. My passion is really to help other women build their businesses as well, and also take care of my customers as well. So we, you know, when we share the opportunity, is because we want the sharpest people on our team, but we also respect that we need customers too, and we really do appreciate and love our customers. Mary Kay continues to be cutting edge in the product line, as well as, you know, we have products for all ethnicities. Sometimes people will say, well, do you have my shade? Yes, we have. In the skincare line, we have over 7 different skincare options, so we can find something that, you know, suits you, as well as we have the different colors is for all skin tones. Mm-hmm. And remember that everything is backed by 100% satisfaction guaranteed by Mary Kay as well. So if something, you know, is not the right one, we can always tweak it. We can always, you know,
find what we need.
Yeah, find what we need.
Well, Marcella, we're out of time, and I want to thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Mary Kay, mainly because you said most people do see it as an MLM, multi-level marketing, mm-hmm, and it's not. And thank you for all the quality of the products you talked about as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor, and it was a privilege. Thank you so much. It was my first time doing something like this, and I absolutely had a blast. You can never be in Sharon's presence and not have a blast.
Well, thank you. You're the best. Thank you, Marcella. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business, and my guest today has been Marcella Stewart, who's the independent senior sales director for Mary Kay Cosmetics. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.